Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. If you drive around Milwaukee, you're bound to come across a CBD shop. CBD products use cannabinoids that come from hemp plants and aren't supposed to contain any psychoactive properties. These products may have benefits ranging from stress and anxiety relief to reducing pain and inflammation. But out of the hundreds of CBD products available, only one has actually been approved by testing through the Food and Drug Administration. A recent poll by the National Consumers League found that 90% of Wisconsinites support the regulation and testing of CBD products. Sally Greenberg is the executive director of the NCL, which is working with the FDA to create recommendations to protect consumers against the potential risks of CBD products. She joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski by phone to explain more.
So before we get into the bigger questions developing with CBD products, let's go to the basics. What is CBD and what do consumers use it for on a daily basis?
Well, CBD is a byproduct of the hemp plant, and it is by definition part of the hemp plant that does not have psychoactive effects like marijuana does. CBD was part of the farm bill that okayed the growing of hemp and the sale of CBD products, according to Congress, have to include the fact that the products that are sold as CBD have no or minute amounts of psychoactive ingredients in them.
So,
does that make sense?
Absolutely. Distinguishing that difference, because a lot of people automatically assume it's made from hemp plant, there must be some added drug effects like marijuana. But with CBD...
That said, let me add, sure, though, that one of the problems that we're seeing is that while CBD products are not supposed to have THC in them, some of the testing indicates that they have higher levels of THC than are legal and do potentially have psychoactive properties, and it's especially concerning if you're giving this to pregnant women, if you're giving this to kids, or someone's taking a drug test as part of their job and THC turns up in their blood because of higher levels than are advertised on the CBD product.
Right. And with the rise of these products, with what testing has been done, obviously it's not yet possible to test every product on the market, but what other kinds of substances have been found in products marketed as CBD?
Yes, one of the concerning issues is that there is only one CBD product that has been gone through the very rigorous FDA testing process for a pharmaceutical, and it's called Epidiolex, and it was approved by the FDA with active CBD ingredient that is a very pure form of CBD and does have some therapeutic benefits, but it's gone through this rigorous clinical trial process. Everything else on the market that it contains CBD has not been tested, whether it's in, you have drugs, those are the most rigorously tested products, then you have dietary supplements, then you have food, then you have cosmetics, and all of them have some, if they're legitimate and FDA gives a green light to them, they have to go through some rigorous FDA standards before they can be regarded as safe. And none of the products on the market have gone through any of those FDA rigorous standards or provided background information on whether they are both safe and effective. So essentially what you're looking at is the Wild West on the grocery shelf or the drugstore shelf or the specialty store shelf or the CBD outlet that sells all kinds of CBD-infused products. Nothing has been through that rigorous testing, and that's really what we're concerned about. And we did find in our polling that consumers, by a huge margin, 83%, said they want the FDA to come in and provide a regulatory framework for these products.
Right. You mentioned the Wild West, and with the lack of testing and regulation, are there any current laws and regulations regarding CBD? And besides our one FDA-approved drug, how are these being enforced, if there are any currently?
Well, interestingly, what the FDA said last week in its report to Congress, it said we cannot conclude that CBD is generally recognized as safe among qualified experts for its use in human or animal food. Thus, CBD foods and beverages are illegal under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. So I think the answer to your question is no, none of these products pass FDA muster. They're considered illegal because they include food additives or drugs, dietary supplement additives that have not been approved or met the rigorous standards that the FDA sets for these products.
Do you think this would result in stores pulling these products off their shelves? Or, you know, because I imagine it would take a long time for someone to see the FDA report to Congress and then, say, go into a local market here where they have a CBD products locked up. How does that translate to what consumers are going to see and have available down the line?
Sure. We're encouraging retailers to proceed with great caution in selling these products. The FDA has said, you know, out and out, selling these CBD foods and beverages are illegal under the rules of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act. So what's going on with the FDA is I think they have a lot on their hands right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing, I think we've met with them. They are trying to get up to speed. They are reporting to Congress. We've been to Congress to ask them to ask the FDA to get into this area and provide rules and regulations for these products. The one thing the FDA has done is in the most outlandish and unsubstantiated claims by certain companies, very irresponsibly claiming that their CBD products can address Alzheimer's or cancer or HIV. FDA has said you must cease and desist making those claims, or they have the ability to shut the company down for making claims that don't have any scientific evidence. So they've sent 70 or 80 warning letters out, and the warning letters are actually very important. Most legitimate companies do not want to be on the other side of an FDA warning letter. But that said, that falls far short of actual setting regulatory standards for the CBD products that are out there. And that's what we're asking the FDA to do. We've got some standards like generally regarded as safe. Salt is in that category. As long as you don't overdo the amount that you're taking in, there's a certain level you're supposed to have, milligrams every day. But if you're using reasonable amounts of salt or consuming it, that's generally regarded as safe. Caffeine, as long as you're taking in 400 milligrams or less, that's generally regarded as safe when it comes to caffeine. So in other words, there are products that we use every single day that meet the generally regarded as safe standard, the GRAS standard, and none of these CBD products meet that test.
And I imagine the rapid growth of CBD shops and products in other retailers hinders quite a lot of regulation in trying to gain any lead on this.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that just this unexpected explosion of products on the market has really overwhelmed, I think, regulators and those of us who are trying to warn consumers. You know, you got to be careful with this very a new, untested product, which could have cumulative effects on the human body. The testing in animals showed, and actually the clinical testing of the one approved product showed, that there were liver toxicity issues. You know, there are people who have liver problems. This could be very devastating for them. There are male reproductive potential damage to the male reproductive system from using CBD products. Things that consumers really need to know about and could be bad for their overall health and well-being, that's some of the risk that's involved with these CBD products. So we're really saying it's a wild west out there. We need rules of the road for both companies and consumers. And right now, we really don't have any assurance that the products with CBD that we're buying are either safe or effective and have therapeutic benefits. So that's where we come in as a consumer organization. You know, we're an honest broker here, and we're saying consumers, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware.
A lot of what contributes to the rise of these products in popularity is a lot of people are going to these as a way of treating things that otherwise could cost more with other prescription medications. Perhaps people don't have easy access to that kind of thing. So buyer beware, but overall, what would your one word of advice for consumers right now, or even right now retailers or organizations, to keep in mind going forward, knowing that it's going to be quite some time before more of these products are officially approved or disapproved by the FDA?
Yeah, you make a very good point. People may think, okay, well, I can't afford to see my healthcare provider right now, and I certainly am worried about what the cost of a prescription drug. So here's an easy way to treat this condition I have. It might be arthritis, it might be back pain, it might be migraines, and it says on the label it works for that. So I'm going to trust that. What I would say is, consumers, you can't trust that what's labeled on the product is actually going to result in therapeutic benefits for you. So for now, steer clear. We don't have any proof that these products that you are being sold have therapeutic benefits, and they could have some very negative healthcare consequences, not to mention that many of them in the testing that I mentioned are contaminated with arsenic and lead and toxic mold. None of us want to be swallowing a pill with any or putting anything in our body that have those kind of gross ingredients.
Definitely something to keep in mind given the rise in popularity of these products. But Sally Greenberg, thank you for taking the time today to talk with us about it.
You bet.
Sally Greenberg is the executive director of the National Consumers League, and she joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski by phone.